What's up, you guys? Denise, what were you doing?
I was hoping I did it on time. I thought I had lipstick on my teeth and I was checking my phone to see, because I was like, oh, I'm going to smile when this show opens up. But then I was like, what if I have lipstick on my teeth? And so I was checking and then the intro ended and I saw you and I was like, oh, oops. My bad. God.
Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. It's Sean Ross App. It's Fightful. And it's June 6th, 2022. We have just a ton of coverage for you guys. You saw it, Hell in a Cell, In Your House. We had interviews last week with AOP and Joe Gacy. We're dropping two this week ahead of NWA Always Ready. I got Kerry Morton and Kylan King. Kylan King gives some insight on why she's not on AEW anymore. Kerry Morton talks about how sometimes he's just got to slap Enzo Amore in the face. They're very good interviews. Kerry Morton is the son of Ricky Morton. Check it out, guys. Lots of good stuff. But we've got Denise Salcedo here without lipstick on her teeth. Denise, how are you?
The non-good stuff. See, now you're making, don't. Why are you making that face? It's making me feel like I have lipstick all over my teeth.
You don't.
Yeah, you went like this. Like when someone's trying to tell you like, oh, check your teeth. You got something on your teeth.
I just smile real big, Denise.
Yeah, see, now I'm just uncomfortable.
I just smile like this all day.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you don't
I
walk
do.
Around doing that smile. You're not walking around.
Yeah, I do. This is how I smile.
Fine.
This show brought to you by NordVPN.com/Fightful. And of course, FightfulSelect.com. Today, we broke some news about Cody Rhodes, his injury. We'll actually correct WWE on one here in a few minutes, but go over there, subscribe. We got lots of news. We had the Raw rundown ahead of time, including I broke the news that Becky Lynch was in the 24/7 title picture, Denise. You know, that's the important stuff. But check it out, FightfulSelect.com. That's the most direct way to support us. And if you like an even more negative review, Alex Palowski will be over there with Sour Graps tonight. So get your super chats in, get your humper chats in. If you say, what's a humper chat? Go to HumperChats.com. It's our Streamlabs platform. The benefit of humper chats beyond us getting to keep more of it is, say it's 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 8 p.m. during the show, and you want to leave a chat to have it read on the air. Maybe you don't even watch the show live, but you want to check it out tomorrow. HumperChats.com lets you do that. Head over there, check it out. You can also donate a super chat here on YouTube.com/Fightful. Make sure to subscribe. I want us to hit 100K. I'd like to this year, but it ain't going to happen. But
why do you say that, Sean? You got to have hope. You have to have faith. If you don't believe in yourself, who's going to believe in you?
I hope you would believe in me, Denise. I believe in you.
No, I believe in me.
Well, either way, the show kicked off with a Cody Rhodes promo. Now, I got to say, I did have this confirmed, by the way. Commentary repeatedly said, he's having surgery Wednesday. I asked about five times. It's Thursday. He's getting into Birmingham, Alabama Wednesday so he can stay overnight and have the surgery Thursday. So as we reported on Fightful Select, Cody Rhodes is set for surgery on Thursday, but he came out, Denise, and he does the thing that he does. He cries when he's talking about his family. I was waiting for it. You know what it is, don't you? You know the...
No, I don't.
That facial expression where he starts talking and he goes...
I've never seen Cody make that face ever.
You've never seen it? Come on. You don't watch the show enough. Come on.
I watched every show. I've never seen that face.
Everybody in the chat
before.
Everybody in the chat, throw up the F's if you know what that is.
Absolutely nobody.
Oh, I guarantee we're about to hit a lot of F's. We're about to hit a lot of them. Look at it. Look at it. Fighting back tears. Seen it. They know. They know. Come on.
Man, that's mean.
The Cody face looks awake. He's about to cry. Come look at this.
No, that's so mean.
I love Cody. He's amazing.
I want a screenshot.
Somebody DM
me. A screenshot of the face.
Somebody DM me the screenshot.
Do it again.
You know what it is. Look, everybody in our chat is getting
I never paid attention to it though. Everybody has one face. We're all gonna make the same facial expressions at certain times.
I know.
I mean, how many facial expressions can one person make?
A lot, Denise.
Okay, but maybe that's his go-to.
Look at the chat, it's insane. It's insane. I can't wait till somebody DMs me a picture of this. But my face hurts.
Yeah, because you were like,
oh, it's amazing. It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad.
Okay, but you're like, my face hurts so bad and you're touching your nose.
Allie Cease just sent me a...
Put it up.
Well, she sent me the GIF, but I can't save the GIF.
Okay.
Hold on. I got it. I screenshotted it. Okay, I screenshotted it.
I want to see it. Oh, that's mean.
No, it's not mean.
That's not like that. I don't feel like I've seen that face before. Maybe I need to see the GIF. It doesn't like
you
that
gotta
one looks
see
like
it.
No, that one's like a different kind of a face.
Oh man. Hey, if somebody wants to send me the video clip, I mean oh no. I'm getting flooded with messages. Joel says, come on, Denise. It's the face.
I don't like, no, I just never paid attention to the face.
It's the face.
I feel like if I see the GIF, then maybe I'll be like, oh yeah, that's the face you're talking about. Man, but see, when you're reenacting it to me, it's just like, I don't recall Cody making that face.
If anybody can email me the GIF at Sean@Fightful.com.
Oh my God. Sean, I'll Google it afterwards. Tweet me or something. What?
Denise. What? Somebody can link me to it there. I love
okay,
him.
Okay, see, this is a I better screenshot, okay?
I love the guy.
Wait, put it back again. Let me see it one more time. But doesn't everybody make that face when they want to cry a little bit?
I know that's a thing. He does it a lot. But, I mean, goddamn, you know, his arm's barely holding on. His vest pretty much matched his chest by the time the show started. Oh, my God, this guy. And Far5222 says the Cody cry face is the greatest thing he does on cue. N Simmons says, Cody, when you mention family.
Can you make yourself cry, Sean, like on your own?
I used to be able to. Like when I did some stage stuff, yeah, I was able to. But I don't know if I could anymore. I think I could.
Like if I pull a nostril or something that would hurt. Like that would hurt.
I don't think I can. I mean, there are times when I want to with all these lights.
Sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm doing this show right now.
If I think of something sad, I can definitely cry. Like on the spot if I think about it. Like,
hey,
really, really
check your tweets, Denise. Allie sent you a tweet.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody's sending me the GIF.
Oh, yeah. I just saw it. Okay. I've seen that face.
Yes,
okay,
of course.
Okay. I've seen the face. I just don't pay attention to like the face. But I've
Please
seen
leave
it. I know that face.
Please leave a thumbs up on the video if you've seen
that face.
I know he's about to. Please leave the thumbs up on the video if you've seen that face. We would greatly appreciate it. But this crazy son of a bitch, Cody, is teasing doing Money in the Bank. Now, he ain't doing Money in the Bank. That ain't happening.
How do you know for sure, Sean?
Well, that would be stupid. Well, okay, you know what? WWE let him out there last night, so maybe they will.
That's what I was going to say. I was literally going to – I tweeted this. I said, it's going to be crazy if he's there at Money in the Bank because that's only, like, less than a month away. But then it was crazy that he was in this match last night. So I think at this point, crazy's out the window.
That's fair. Josh Town says, no chance Cody could be in Money in the Bank, right? But the tease. No, his ass ain't in Money in the Bank. No, he ain't doing Money in the Bank. Get out of here.
What are the chances? Like, what's the fastest you think somebody can recover from an injury like that? Like, the fastest. Like, realistically. Not ideally, realistically.
I don't think that John Cena's injury was as severe as they claimed it was when he came back in about 3.5 months.
So then with Cody's being worse, definitely more than the 3 months.
I think we're looking at 4 or 5 at least. At least.
Okay, so 4 or 5 at least.
So we're going to talk about the fantasy booking because I think there's some slam dunk. There's a lot of options here. But Seth Rollins comes out and he says that Cody Rhodes earned his respect and he shook his hand. And then he says something that carries some weight to it. He said, I know you don't need to hear this from me, but your dad would be very proud. And Seth Rollins was one of Dusty's kids in NXT, so that does carry some weight. But then Seth Rollins hits Cody in the back of the head with a sledgehammer. Cody does not want to be stretchered out. And that's how we end it. We get the sledgehammer to the peck. I thought this was a fantastic segment. Before we talk about Cody possibly coming back, what'd you think of the segment?
All right. Well, I'm going to be full of unpopular opinions today. All right. So Jesus. I'm sorry. You know what? Throw me on the show with Alex today because I feel like today I belong there. Okay. So for reals though, I legitimately, like, I get why they did the post-match attack. Okay. I'm not an idiot. I get why they did it. More heat, pal. Good shit, pal. More heat. I get all that. Okay. But I really, really would have liked it. It felt, you know, when you just do too much, it felt good with the way that they ended things with Seth Rollins basically starting when Seth Rollins said, I don't like you, but I respect you. I thought, okay, just because Seth Rollins said what he said today, all of a sudden, I'm not going to forget that he's a heel next week. Like, he's still going to be a heel, right? But he, you know, you let bygones be bygones. And so I liked that. And I know I saw your whole tweet about the booking and
we'll get to that.
Fine. I'll argue that in just a second. But it's part of my point as to why I didn't like the
sure. I don't disagree with you.
Really quickly. The reason why I didn't like it is because I know that this is going to continue. I know the whole blah, blah, blah thing. I'm ready for Cody Rhodes when he comes back to move on to next opponents. I don't really feel like we need to have more of Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes, because we just got that. He can't be his, like, only opponent. And when he comes back, he goes back into this feud with Seth Rollins. Like, please give me some other flavors here.
I don't disagree with you at all. Like, I think it should have really, really stopped with Seth Rollins being like, okay, I get it. And then if you wanted to do the Seth is the diabolical son of a bitch, you could have went with something different for Seth for a while and then done what I mentioned on Twitter, which I think Seth Rollins winning Money in the Bank as a guy who shouldn't be there because he lost a bunch and Cody deserved it more is a great touch. Then when Cody wins the Royal Rumble, when he comes back, because I think that's the play right now, Seth wins the WWE title that Cody was after, and that leads to that match. Or Seth Rollins inserts himself into Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania, just like he did 8 years before with Brock Lesnar. I think there are ways to do that. I agree. I'm with you. I don't think they should do it again. It's just... it's WWE, so I don't think they can help themselves. So my fantasy booking is essentially limited to what do I think is realistic within a realm of possibility that WWE would do, and what does WWE do? The same shit over and over again. Like, even with Cody. Cody is one of the best booked people on the roster, and he still had the same pay-per-view match literally his entire WWE run. So we've got Joel saying Cody's going to pull a Brock, come out at the last second, climb the ladder, grab the briefcase. Like, he could do that without wrestling, and that would be hilariously stupid. Like, that, I guess that could be a way to keep him on TV, Denise.
Yeah, but then even just trying to, like, get into the ring and then steady yourself to climb the ladder, he's not going to, like, just magically fly up there.
Yeah, I just, oh, man. I just keep thinking about it, and I'm like, WWE could just have him run out, climb up the ladder with a surgically repaired arm, grab the briefcase, and then it's like, he doesn't have to be on TV with the briefcase.
So what, just not have him win the briefcase, but then have him not be on TV? He can cut promos, can he?
He can cut promos.
But then people would get sick of it, though. People would be like, oh, I'm tired. He's coming out, and he's saying the same thing every week.
So what?
I can already hear it now.
So when Brock won Money in the Bank, they blew it in a month, right? Because they're dumb. I thought it would have been great. Do you remember when Brock won that Money in the Bank?
No, I don't even remember.
So Brock won and Seth Rollins was champion and he was a babyface champion. And they could have used Brock without using him because all it takes to distract somebody with Brock Lesnar is his music hitting. Like, if Dana Brooke, all due respect, if her music hits, you ain't going to be that worried. If Brock Lesnar's music hits, you're going to go, what is going on here? So that is enough of a distraction. If a big top names like has that, they can kind of play those mind games and not even be there, so to speak. I don't know if Cody can pull that off.
Maybe. He has the song that's like, you know, gets people going, kind of.
Graham says that he ziplines directly to the cage 25 minutes in. And Matt
James
says,
"Wait, explain that person's super chat and get it."
He like rides a zip line like Shawn Michaels did at WrestleMania 12.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought, never mind.
No. Matt James says, do we think maybe we get Homelander versus Peacemaker, Cody versus Cena, or is Cena just coming for a curtain call? I hope Cena's coming in for a couple matches, but now that Edge is a babyface, I was hopeful we'd get at least one more Edge-Cena match, but I don't think we're getting that. I think it's going to be Theory and Cena, which we'll talk about later.
You want to see? You feel like he's actually going to come in and do an actual program? I kind of felt like he was, the way that they made it seem is like he's just going to come in and make like an appearance, and that's it. Like, I'm not even sure if I'm expecting an entire program.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, Omar says, update, I can now breathe compared to 2 weeks ago. Hey, we're glad you're doing better, buddy. And Joe says, for what it's worth, in 97, my dad tore his bicep in week two of the bowling league. He bowled the rest of the season with a torn freaking bicep and won the league. It's at Kurt Angle levels.
Oh, wow.
MJ Johnson says, praise be to the drip god for being such a great worker and keeping Cody safe last night. Seth is amazing. They had an incredible match. It was very special.
Praise be.
Volob says, does Cody have a backup pec to replace the torn one or something? He ain't coming back by Money in the Bank. Maybe day one, 2023, or the Rumble.
I forgot about day one.
Yeah. Yeah.
We still doing that this year? Day one?
Yeah. I mean,
probably.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I would imagine. I mean, it's on a, I think it's on a Sunday this year. Let me see.
I don't know.
Yeah. January 2023. It's a Sunday. So they're probably going to do it.
Okay.
We've got Joel Wood saying Seth goes up for the briefcase. Then Cody comes out last second, like Brock, and Seth plays the Ali role. Cody snatches it from Seth. I would die. That would be kind of funny. Any other thoughts on this, Denise?
No, I said my piece on it. That was it.
Alex says, yes, Denise, join the dark side. Give into your hatred. The sour transformation will be complete.
Damn, this sounds like I'm about to join the Judgment Day or I'm about to join the House of Black.
Jambeard says that I can't be mean and mute Denise anymore or your pay pigs will come after me.
Oh my God, did you see that?
I did see that. That was very funny.
Did you know that term, pay pigs?
Of course, you see it all over Twitter. Like, what? Oh my God. Yeah.
Where?
All over Twitter. My God. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Well, I had never heard of that in my entire life. And I just
sheltered.
Okay. Well, pardon me that I didn't know what a pay pig was. It just sounds so
I wish
ugly.
I didn't. I sure wish I didn't. But
have you had any pay pig offers?
Oh, yeah, I have.
You have? Oh, God. You haven't shared this information?
People try to buy feet shit from me all the time, Denise. Like,
you get feet. Feet picture
people
request?
People I got, by the way, guys, buy a Cameo, all the proceeds go towards any number of charities. But somebody tried to buy a Cameo from me and tried to give me new feet stuff. They were not slick
so they
about
wanted
it
a video of your feet.
Oh yeah,
like
they,
what they, like toe
they
wiggling?
Said it was for a project. Yeah, I know what that project is. Come on, let's be real. I know what the project is. And then I sent them a Cameo, and I was like, come on, you're not slick. And they left me a 0-star rating. So when you get on Cameo, and I got like 4.8 stars, that's why. That's why I don't have 5.
Sorry, I'm going to choke right now. You got a 0-star rating because you wouldn't send a video of your feet. Okay, but usually when people send video requests, they put instructions. What instructions did he give you?
That was it. They said that they wanted me to pretend to be tired and like curl and flex my toes.
Stop it. I'm visualizing it.
I posted it on Twitter once.
I did not. Okay. So they wanted to see tired toes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Stop it. I'm dead.
Jambeard says, asking for feet pics are the true heel turn. I got some weathered feet too. Like, I mean, I did a lot of years of Muay Thai and kickboxing.
We don't need
Denise.
To know.
They ain't pretty.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do feet pic stuff, like, at least do it for a good price.
If we do it, it's going to be called Feetful Select, for sure. That's what it's going to be called.
Wow. Like, full-on video, not even a picture.
No.
I'm just dead right now.
Joel Wood says, new Fightful show, Denise just Googles random words and shows her reaction. That's a good idea.
I thought he misspelled PayPal. Well, wait, you want to PayPal me? Sure. But then I don't even know. This is just weird. It's just too weird.
The next time we do the list and your girl goes on, I'm just going to explain to you or have you read aloud horrible things. I can't wait.
Yeah, sure. But pay me extra for that.
Brett Jones says, I'd rather have Raw that's unpredictable than agree with everything they do. I'm here for it. Yeah, sure. I want to feel like it's spontaneous, like anything could happen.
Spontaneous doesn't mean stupid.
Yeah, you're right. Daniel Brown says, unpopular take, Cody's promos about his father are getting old to me. Miz is still the best WWE has on the mic.
This one was more about his daughter, though.
Yeah, it was.
This one was more about his daughter and how he wanted her to see when she grew up and she watched this match in the darkest period of her father's life. Instead of like standing down, he stood up and fought.
Yeah. I agree. Daniel Brown says Miz is the best WWE has on the mic still. Well, I disagree with that.
Here's my thing, though, Sean. If your feet are ugly, why don't you mind sending feet pics then?
No, thanks.
I feel like if somebody has beautiful feet, you don't want to show them. But if they're ugly, it's okay.
But he also says Liv's been awesome lately. But no, Charlotte, Sasha, and Bayley is killing the women's division. It doesn't help. But, I mean, I think they've got enough depth there. They just got to utilize them. And they utilize the depth tonight as Dana Brooke defeated Becky Lynch. Now, I don't like this under any circumstances. I don't give a shit. I think it's stupid. Nerd Guru says, Becky is not buried, people. Chill. You know what? This did not make me want to see Asuka versus Becky Lynch anymore. And I'm going to give you guys the rundown of how we set it up. This match starts, and then the 24/7 title geeks run out. And Dana Brooke pins Akira Tozawa and wins the title. And Becky, I love it. Becky did more for the 24/7 title than WWE has done in the last 2 years. She said, no, nobody else is going to win titles during my matches with me. So you're going to defend that title against me right now. Becky just saying that she gave enough of a shit about it to want to win it did more for that title than the booking has done for it in ages. However, I love the follow-up. This is what I had wanted out of the 24/7 title. She said, if any of you mess with this match, I'm going to bash your faces in. And that's the champion I've kind of wanted for a long time. That was like The Undertaker. Nobody wanted to come after The Undertaker when he had the hardcore title because it's The Undertaker. Like, that's the way that you could at least do another sense of I don't know, entertainment out of this. I don't think there's anything wrong with having Becky involved with something entertaining, because this would not have been the belt making the person. This would have definitely been the person making the belt. Now, is that my first choice for her? Hell no. But considering the booking and the way that it went, I was like, it could be fun. Then Becky Lynch lost, a distraction, and then Asuka cheating. There are no clean wins in WWE, it feels like. This is what happened.
Well, for legal purposes, I cannot talk about this match, Sean, because the Twitter folk are already trying to like murder me on Twitter over my opinions for this match and for this outcome. And so all I want to say is that if you've been watching these Raw post shows, you know that I'm not a fan of the 24/7 title picture. I have not been for a very long time. I think it's the worst thing that they've been doing on the show. Therefore, with that being said, they have anybody that's been associated with the 24/7 championship picture has sort of been brought down to a certain level, okay? It just happens when you do something like that super lame consistently and it's so hokey that it's not even like remotely entertaining. It's just like not good. You get brought down to a certain level. Okay. So Becky Lynch is literally like your biggest star in the company. I would not be putting her in this 24/7 title picture. Like I don't care for what reasons. And everybody's like, this is the downfall of Becky Lynch. It goes with the story. No, 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 no. I'm sorry, but you do not associate Becky Lynch with this 24/7 title picture. And the match and in the way that they had her lose and they had Asuka, you know, keep the leg down. It was embarrassing. I'm sorry, but it was embarrassing. It was not good. I just think that Becky Lynch is too big of a star to be associated with this. And I didn't like it, and I'm not a fan of it. And I know some people will trash me on YouTube as they are on Twitter over this, but I'm sorry. I was not a fan of it, and I just did not like it. I thought that it's not something that you want to associate your biggest star in the company with. And I stand by that. I'm not going to take this back.
You know, I don't disagree with you there either. I think it's a fair criticism. My criticism is more in the vein of like, well, this booking sucks. Here's how we make the best of it type of thing. So I don't necessarily disagree with you. It's a stupid, I thought it was bad to have Becky Lynch lose here.
There's so many ideas of what you can do with Becky Lynch. Why this? There's so many ideas that you can do for her and Asuka to build heat. Like, why this? I'm sorry, but you got to separate certain things on the show.
Sure. Hey, what's that over there? It says Walter could make the 24/7 title more relevant. I think he's about to do it with the Intercontinental title.
Jambeard, give him the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, me too. Jambeard says, not sure if it's a hot take or not, but Moss is probably the best 24/7 champion they've had. He had actual matches for it. There has been very little I've liked about that, and it should be one of the most fun titles that there is.
There's a lot of potential for that to be fun, but I mean, I'm sorry, but after the whole wedding thing that happened, I completely tuned it out. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
There's things that I like that are funny that I could roll with. This ain't it for me. This ain't it. The 24/7 title picture has not been it for me.
Nerd Guru says, as the biggest Becky mark, of course I hated the segment, but I understood the logic behind it. Asuka said she was going to stop Becky's comeback, and that's what's happening. Becky knows what she's doing. This was a story, not a burial, people.
Nobody's saying it's a burial. It does not look good.
It's the same story we've heard. Like, okay, they have their matches. And then after they have their matches, which by the way, we've seen them already 50-50. One of them costs another one a match. And it's like, all right, cool. That's neat. Cool. Another screwy finish. It ain't for me. If it's for you, that's fine. If you all like it, that's fine. All I can do is make the best of this bad booking, and I just didn't think it was good booking. ZDB Money says, I spend every day watching you on here. Definitely helped me through some of my depression. Much love, man. From a fellow Kraken Fight team member. Well, I don't recognize that name, but send me who you are, and I'll probably will recognize you since I spent a lot of my years on that team. Is TV. Boy, this was something. So they promoted Ms. and Mrs. Maryse looks wonderful. She's a star. She's great per usual. But Riddle comes out and Ms. is denigrating him. And then Riddle's like, you have little balls. And Ms. is like, no, I don't. Tell him, Maryse. And Maryse is like, he has average balls, above average, big balls, huge, massive, gigantic. And then Riddle's like, show us your balls. And the crowd is like, yeah, show us your balls. And I'm like, what is going on here? And then they do a match. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure people were asking to see the dude's testicles. Like that was the context. And then during the match, his pants get ripped off. And then during the match, Ciampa just shows up and knees Riddle in the head. Now, were there parts of this that made me laugh? Yes, there were. But then even after Ciampa, like, came out, Riddle won. This thing was all over the place. This was wild as hell. What the hell?
Where do I begin? I thought some of the lines that Riddle had, they were funny. I hate to give this answer, but it's my real answer. And my real answer is that anything that is Ms. TV related, it instantly makes me want to look any other direction than the television screen. And it's very, very hard for me to get invested in this. Like, Riddle coming out was a fresh breath air, just because I at least know that he's going to come out and have some good lines in
here. What did you just say?
What did I say?
Did you just say a fresh of breath air?
Breath of fresh air? Did I say it backwards?
I think you said a fresh of breath air.
Whatever. You know what I'm trying to get at? Damn.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I just speak now?
Yeah.
It was a breath of fresh of breath air? No, breath of fresh. Now you confuse me. A breath of fresh air, right? No, now you're confusing me. What's the saying? Yes.
Breath Joel says, I'm at work and my boss just walked in, and Sean says, show us your balls. Thank you, Sean. My next 8 hours are going to be very awkward. I just watched a wrestling show, man. That's it. And that's what they were talking about, showing each other their balls. Like,
what do you think his boss thinks he's watching? I want to know what the boss thinks he's watching now.
I don't know. What do you think? I'm confused. I can't think of anything that would be on the... Okay. Maybe.
What are we talking about?
Balls.
I know, but are we still talking about the...
Oh, wow. This person says Dylan Bowling trained a few times.
Wait, go back. Did this person call me a mother?
I got people that I trained with sending super chats. Let them get their money in. Says, we rolled a few times. Love to see you succeeding. Well, thank you very much. It's always great to see people that I worked with in the past. Patriarch says, this MF just said fresh of breath air.
Hold the phone. Patriarchy, what's his name? Patriarchy Gillespie. You do not call me an MF or play. Pay more money for that super chat to get the whole word in there.
Cadillac says, this post show is a fresh of breath air.
Breath
and
air,
Joel
fresh
says,
air,
I'm on the
whatever.
Company Wi-Fi, so whatever he thinks, it's not good. Michael Key says, at the end of the day, a fresh of breath air was needed.
Oh.
Hashtag fresh of breath
welcome.
Air.
You know what, Sean? You're welcome. I got something else over on this show. Last time it was the end of the day. Well, at the end of the day, now it's fresh of breath air.
Well, Connor says, Riddle on Miz TV was very entertaining. Also, the Finn and Judgment Day swerve was well done. We'll talk about that Judgment Day thing. Riddle, I did laugh at that, but I bet you Riddle and Miz face off again next week.
Can I start skipping certain segments?
I mean,
you can we
don't
do a
watch
show
them? So what's
where
the matter?
You tell me what happened on Raw?
Yes.
I'm gonna get in trouble, aren't I? You have the look like you're about to yell at me. Storm, you look very frustrated right now.
I swear, I'm just going to mute you every time I start to talk. Storm and Norm says the 24/7 title should be treated like the BTE belt. Defended in online skits, get it off TV, cut the shit, Vince. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it being defended in online skits, but it should just be booked better. It should just be booked better. Patriarch says, sorry, Denise, I didn't invent the meme phrase. And Rye Gillen says...
What now?
This is Denise's favorite show is the Breath Prince of Fresh Air.
Oh, my God. I hate this. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry. Did you see that? No, you didn't see that.
We're good. Alex says, non-Raw related, who do you think joins Max Dupree's new stable? Any chance for Pretty Deadly or Tyler Breeze? I think Mansoor, Mace, maybe Pretty Deadly. I don't think Tyler Breeze is headed there. Jambeard says, non-WWE super chat. Can we give a shout out to Kid Bandit? Kid coming back to Twitter and not letting transphobic trolls win is very good to see. Yeah, we had an interview Lily did with Kid Bandit recently. Always good to see Kid Bandit. Want to show him some love, but keep your head up. One of the really wonderful people in wrestling.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lashley promo. Then Lashley actually physically kicked Theory's ass. Now, Lashley talked about wanting to go for the world title, and then Austin Theory came out, and he cut a shitty promo. It was bad. It was lame. It was so, like, I don't get it. Like, it was, like, come on, give this guy a motivation or a reason or something. By the way, he and Riddle are dressed like they should be a tag team. But this was just not good, I didn't think. I thought this was just really lame and really bad, Denise.
I don't even remember what he said. What did he exactly say?
They're going to have a match soon. That's it. It was bad. Look, oh, he said, look at this bicep. This is why you don't deserve a title shot. Look at this bicep. Get out of here. We had Omos getting just his hands on Cedric Alexander. Riot DR says, felt the need to super chat to say, Cedric deserves much better. He dropped 30 pounds for a chance in the company. He's supremely talented and is being wasted as job fodder for Omos. Unwanted toy is so accurate, it's scary. Well, he got job to fuh out, Denise. Holy crap.
Well, and I don't even know why we're surprised. It's not like they've been doing anything with Cedric for, like, what, the last year? And ever since the breakup with the Hurt Business, I just remember them, like, they were so cool coming out with their suits and this and that. And it just went downhill after that for Cedric and Shelton.
Well, after, I mean, I do want to talk a little bit about Cedric. It seemed like maybe he was doing something.
I don't think I ever got that vibe.
Last night, I thought he was. I didn't.
I knew it was just like a little sprinkle in all of this.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Connor says, I can't buy Lashley as a face. Well, you know, I can. I think he's great. But I'll tell you what was weird. You had the Dirty D-Wags back in action. Not back in action, but you had Bobby Roode, age 46, by the way, in incredible shape, and Dolph Ziggler up at the Okerlund position is what they call that. And MVP comes and talks some trash, and he gets super kicked off the Okerlund position into Omos's arms. I don't know who I'm supposed to like here. Like, what? What are you expecting out of this? And are you happy to see the D-Wags back?
Sure. I think I like them more as a separate. They always have good matches. It's just that they, for me, I'm just not that big of a fan. I just need a little something more out of them. I think that given, I feel like they've just been doing a lot of the same thing repetitively. So for me, I wasn't necessarily too excited to see them like back, and I don't know what you mean.
Denise.
So I know, but you put me on the spot. I was trying to work my way around it.
Well, hey, what's that over there? Says Cedric would fit in great with MLW's middleweight division. He would, but ain't getting big paychecks over there. That's for sure. How did Omos look in the match? I looked down at my phone for a second and missed the match. I mean, it barely existed. It was a few seconds squash. Like, that's it. Oh, boy. Daniel Brown says, is it possible WWE already ruined Ciampa? I just don't even think they know what they're doing with him.
No, there's no way. No way. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't say ruined. I think ruined maybe a little bit too much. But I do think that whatever your expectations were of Tommaso Ciampa on the main roster, I highly doubt we're going to be getting. No, I'm not going to say expectations. I would say your ideal expectations of what you wanted to see from Tommaso Ciampa on the main roster. I don't know if that's what we're going to get.
Terry Allen says Dana was in the ring while Cody was on the stage. I mean, yeah, they got that stuff ready and queued up, but I'm ready for them to stop with this Dominic stuff. Man, like, this is Dominic lost to Veer. He put up a bigger fight this time than he did last time. Great.
How many times have they done it now?
Just twice, I think.
Oh, just twice. Just the first time.
I think, as Veer is beating that ass, Ray just runs in. Am I supposed to, like, why? Why is Ray doing this? His son is signed to a WWE contract. sometimes Son is going to get that ass beat, Denise. It's going to happen.
Sean, they portray him as a little kid.
I know. My God, he's like 27.
He's the same age as Bron Breakker. I'm pretty sure I've Googled this before.
No, he's 20. He's 25. My bad. He's 25, so he's older than Bron Breakker.
Yes, he's older then.
Sometimes you're going to get that ass beat. It's going to happen.
Making you like Rey Mysterio less, and that's not a good thing because I love Rey Mysterio. But whenever he's associated with whenever he's associated with Dominic, which is hard to say because it's his son, but let's be real, like, it's not interesting. It makes you not want to, like, pay attention to anything that Rey and Dom are doing, like, Rares. I'd rather have them separated, to separate them. Have Dominic become a man. Have him become a man, man. Go out there. Spread your wings.
Yeah, this is...
Sink or swim. Without your dad.
This was stupid. Is that too mean? No, it's not too mean. It's like, could you imagine if Rikishi came out and jumped anybody who was beating the Usos during their matches?
I know.
Come on.
It's like having your parents fight your battles for you.
Well, Ezekiel is fighting Elias's battles for him, and he beat Otis. Fine, quick match, but afterwards is the story. Kevin Owens comes out, and Ezekiel wants a rematch. Kevin Owens is like, no. But I'll only do it if you say you're Elias. So Ezekiel lies and says he's Elias. And the match is set. And Kevin Owens is livid about it. Kevin Owens continues to be good. I was ready to move past this. I don't know what the end game is. What are your thoughts?
I told you. I called it yesterday. I said this is going to continue because just because he won doesn't mean he got the answer that he was looking for.
Well, I thought they would have a match tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so happy that they gave Ezekiel the win here tonight, though. He deserves it, man. You know what? He's doing a good job. Again, I was a big fan of the work that he did last night with Kevin Owens. So I'm glad they gave him the win here today. And you know what? Seeing a rematch between Kevin Owens and Ezekiel, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
They had a good time. I would maybe add a stipulation to it or just something to switch things up a little bit. But I don't mind it.
Ricardo says Dom not getting better in the ring is the problem. That is an issue. And we've got Daniel Brown saying, I love everything KO ever does, but after re-signing with WWE, this never-ending Zeke stuff is the best they got for him. Put KO in the title picture. I mean, I wouldn't say it's been never-ending. It's been a couple months. I mean, feuds last a couple months. He had the Austin thing. That was kind of big. He main evented WrestleMania. That is a pretty big thing, but he definitely peaked right there for booking. Cyclops says that Denise is anti-dad. Sad to hear. And Yankee says, Dom needs to go to NXT 2.0. He isn't ready for the main roster. That seems to be a prevailing belief. And our friend Brock says, any news on if Money in the Bank will have a big card? I'm thinking about saving up my paychecks to buy a flight out to Vegas and catch the show. Buddy, I honestly, if I were you, knowing how much flights are from here to there, I'd pass on it. A flight to Vegas, 4th of July weekend. It's going to be...
Reverse it. No, it's not the flight. The flights are actually not expensive. And I know this because I just bought mine today.
LA, Denise.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry. Well, anyways, I only paid $50 for my flight. Yeah, and I'm going to sit in Comfort Plus because I had a $50 voucher. So it was $100, but I had a voucher. So I paid $48. I rounded up. I paid $48, but the hotels... Now that's what's expensive. I got like the cheapest hotel that isn't going to be like a roach motel. And like I still spent at least it's going to be $600 and something for the hotels. The hotels is what's expensive. Not the flight, the hotel.
The shittiest flight is like $325.
For you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'd have to drive to Cincinnati for that. Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. Mine was $48.
You know what? Maybe I need to load up NordVPN.com/Fightful. Avoid that price discrimination, Denise. NordVPN.com/Fightful, the fastest VPN in the world. Get a great deal, an additional month for free, and get 30-day money-back guarantee with NordVPN.com/Fightful. There's a big UFC show coming up this weekend. You can get it at a reduced rate when you subscribe with overseas services by using NordVPN.com/Fightful. And it's not just that. Not only will you save a bunch of money, you've got that online threat protection, block online trackers, block annoying pop-up ads and malware at NordVPN.com/Fightful. And you can change your virtual location with just one click. I use this all the time. I use it to buy each UFC pay-per-view, most wrestling pay-per-views as well. Get the WWE Network with Canadian service there because I love the WWE Network a lot more than I liked Peacock. NordVPN.com/Fightful, an incredible deal. Check them out. Hit them up at NordVPN on Twitter. Let them know you heard about them from us. Change your virtual location with just one click. You can be in Vegas, in LA, you can be in Abu Dhabi, wherever the hell you want to be with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
So if you change your location to Los Angeles, would you be able to get the same prices that I'm getting to Las Vegas?
Absolutely not.
No, right, because that has to be the airport.
That doesn't change my destination.
Sorry, my bad. I'm done.
But it does help avoid like the cookies that pick up on my site when they upcharge and all
okay,
that stuff.
Okay, sorry. I was confused.
Daniel says, I live in Vegas. Check out Summerlin area, 15 minutes from the Strip. Cheaper hotels, no Strip traffic. I'll be at Money in the Bank. I've got no desire to stay on the Strip anymore.
Because you're like a dad, Sean. You're like old sure. And like don't want to party.
Yeah. Denise, where do you go after?
Oh, AWS? I party.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I go to Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
No, I'm actually like the lamest person ever. I always go back to my hotel by like 9 o'clock and I'm in bed already.
Me too. Joel Woods says, who did Denise blackmail to get a $50 flight to Vegas?
Okay, yeah. So like Delta, they were the ones. They is on the freaking, you know, when you like arrive and instead of letting us off the plane, they kept us there for like 2 hours. Oh, actually, I'm exaggerating. It was an hour. But regardless, they gave us a $50 voucher afterwards.
Jambeard says, what in the hell kind of pay pig magic did Denise use to get $50 plane ticket?
$48. And that was with tax included. Oh, and Comfort Plus and a window seat.
Well, we had the Street Profits versus the Usos. Man, Montez has been beefing up. That guy has been beefing up. Like, he looks like he's ready for a singles run. But Angelo Dawkins wasn't letting anybody steal the spotlight. He did. Like, it's so funny. The dive that I always say that Montez does that tricks me into thinking there was a great match, Angelo Dawkins did it, and it looked awesome.
And he tricked you today because that yes. Does look awesome, especially because he's a heavier guy than Montez Ford. So it just looks a little bit more impressive when he does it. Oh, yeah, I loved it. I mean, this is not a match that we've seen. You know, I mean, this is a match that we've seen a lot of times. So this is not like a fresh matchup by any means. But, you know, it's actually been a while since we'd seen it. I thought It was like a 2 week ago thing. No, I looked. It's not. It's been a while.
But I mean, still, it's happened way too much. Yeah. And championship contenders matches just shouldn't happen. They're dumb. They're stupid. That being said, I'll do the thing where I try to make the best out of bad WWE booking. They did it by count out, so that gives you a reason to want to see the rematch. But I've seen this match so many times. And by the way, like they could just beat other tag teams and get a tag team title shot. That makes a lot of sense to me too, Denise. You don't have to have the champions lose matches as well. I don't like that. Joel Wood says, Montez now looks like he ate the old Montez. Jesus Christ. He doesn't look bad. He looks great, though.
Yeah.
He looks jacked. Your thoughts on championship contender matches having the Usos lose?
I hate championship contender matches. They don't make sense to me. I don't even think I understand them.
Yeah. Jambeard says, Cena comes back and he announces he's in the Money in the Bank match and he's going to win the briefcase. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. But as Melissa Cabello says, John Cena coming back in my hometown, I'll be there. He's back on June 27th, Denise. This is great news. This is awesome news.
That's the Raw I'm not watching. I just realized it because I would be traveling back from Chicago from Forbidden Door.
Well, I'll be watching it, and we'll be here for a post-show. I mean, there had been murmurs. There had been rumors that John Cena was coming back. There have been a lot of theory references. There have been a lot of, like, posts referencing the U.S. title. It's the 20 years of Cena thing, and a lot of people were like, okay, this is it. It is it. He's coming back on June 27th. Now, this was, like, yesterday I had posted, like, I can't believe they had him for 17 matches last year. They aired one of them. That's dumb.
Jesus Christ. Don't do that again.
If he's at the TV tapings, let the guy wrestle on TV. He draws ratings. People say, there's no reason to. Yeah, there is. He's a gigantic star, and he's wrestling anyway, so put it on TV. I don't care if he pins Reggie in 2 minutes. Put him on TV. Have him win a match. Just let people enjoy it and see it on TV, in person, all that stuff. And he can work a six-man tag afterwards, too. Denise, what do you think they're doing? It looks like Austin Theory.
Well, given that that's what they've been pushing and that's what I've been seeing, and given that Austin Theory looks to be a favorite of Vince McMahon, then I can see him doing something with Austin Theory. It's all making sense. But I, like I said, I am curious to see how long he's actually going to be there, if this is going to be just like a one-off thing for his 20-year celebration. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Honestly, I do hope, though, if they, like you said, if you actually have them there, use them, do something with them, because it's not every day we get John Cena. And when you said it too, and you said 17 matches, I was kind of like baffled by that, because even right away I was like, wait, I don't remember any of that. Well, that's because I didn't watch it. And it's kind of astonishing now that I think about it.
Here's a wild thing to think about, Denise. So he had... it was a bunch of dark matches. He teamed with the Mysterios and a lot of people like that. And it was the lead up to SummerSlam.
And so it was like, Summer of Cena is what they were calling it, right?
Yeah, they called it the Summer of Cena. Like, just get the guy on TV, let him wrestle, do it. When you think about it, 3.5 years, in 3.5 years, Denise, he's had one in-ring match, and that was against Roman Reigns. Because Firefly Funhouse wasn't in the ring. He didn't come back in like until the following year. And after January of 2019, he was gone. So we've barely seen him wrestle in 3.5 years.
I'm thinking he's got to be at Money in the Bank then, right?
I would imagine they will try to get him at Money in the Bank and SummerSlam.
It's just a couple days after. I mean, the following weekend after that he's there. And so if they do like a one thing where it's like he gets there, does something with Austin Theory, and then they announce a match with Austin Theory and John Cena or something like that. I can see that happening.
So what they did was they had him in from about July 20-something. It was mid-July through mid-September. If they could get 2 months out of him and have him go late June to mid-September, late September, you get Money in the Bank, you get SummerSlam, and you get Clash of the Castle over in the UK. Book him against three big matches. I think you should beat Austin Theory too. Because listen,
course.
Yeah, I don't think Austin Theory is at that level yet. Reductive says Theory is Gen Z John Cena. Gen Zena. He wishes.
And then also, like, who are they going to have in terms of like big stars for Money in the Bank? Like, Cody's out. Is Roman going to be there?
I don't know.
Do we know?
I don't know. I mean, they haven't seemed that keen on booking him.
So, yeah.
Jam Beard says, just because I want wrestling Twitter to blow up, I want Cena to win Money in the Bank and cash in and become a record-breaking 17-time champ, then retires the next night on Raw. I don't think it would blow up and be that angry unless he retired. If he retired without dropping the title, I think it would be. I think that would be pretty rough. Patches Redacted says, Denise says she doesn't want to do FinDom, that she blames the super chat for saying the whole word MF-er and says they need to pay more money. That's true, because I'm not going to read it unless you pay a lot of money. Kid named Brock says, there's a girl my age at work I have a big crush on. Any advice you all would give me so I wouldn't be so awkward?
Wait, is
I don't
this
know
Brock?
What to do. Yes. I'll tell you what not to do, Brock. Don't hit her with a tray. Don't do the same advice I had at the Dairy Queen last time. Don't do that. I don't know. Just be honest. As long as you're normal, you're not being creepy or anything like Denise is so often. You'll be able to be all
right. Creepy. That's how I got my man. I was super creepy about it.
Really? Tell us how.
I'm stalker type, like stalker psycho type. Like, I stalked and lurked him all over MySpace. Like, I knew all his friends, all his family members. I knew everybody that he associated with. I read all his wall comments. everything. I'm psycho type. Don't do that, Brock. Or do. It worked for me. What?
Straight Edge says, I think Riddle should win Money in the Bank and have a match against Roman at Money in the Bank for his step up. I don't think they need Riddle to win Money in the Bank. I think he's already tied enough to Roman Reigns to where they can just get away with doing that match. Alejandro says, are we getting Money in the Bank qualifiers in the next 2 weeks or so? Montez should definitely be in it. I wish they would. I wish they would add some stakes to this these shows.
Was it Survivor Series or was it Money? It was Survivor Series, right? Where they just announced everybody randomly on social media for like no godforsaken reason.
Yeah.
Did they have qualifiers for last year's Money in the Bank? I don't remember.
And Joel Wood says, my advice for Brock, don't listen to Sean's post-show description of Miz TV. Definitely don't do that. Charlie Escalante says, here to say I've been hooked on your reviews the past couple of months and I'm on a sobriety journey. Your content has been incredibly helpful. I always love to hear that, my friend. That makes me very, very happy. Gruber Ted's says, send Beth some feet pictures, will you? Fresh of breath air will be nice from you. Ted went through my Cameo reviews and found the person who did the review. Their name was Beth. I'm sure.
Oh, no wonder. I was like, who's Beth?
I'm sure it was a Beth.
Oh, was a woman? I thought it was a man this whole time.
Allegedly, Denise. I bet.
The way that it came off, I don't know.
It was very clearly a guy.
Yeah, James it has Marsh. To be a guy.
Yes, that was the point. That's why I kept doing this, Denise.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure that you knew that it was most likely a guy. I didn't want you not to know.
Denise, I'm so glad.
Because when you told the story, I visualized a guy. I didn't visualize
very
a girl.
Clearly. I thought that too.
Well, you didn't put that out there.
Because it doesn't matter. I'm not a homophobe, Denise.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying that it does.
It's like Pride Month, Denise. Shut up.
I was just saying. I didn't know if you knew.
James Boris says, Denise, my step host jokes over the last few months were only a joke. Don't make it real. Sheesh.
What is it? Pay pig? What is it called again? Pay pig?
Let's get through these super chats. Nerd Guru says, I'd be down for Lashley beating Theory. And then we get Cena Lashley at SummerSlam. That would be sick. I would love that too. I would like that a lot more than I would like Theory and Cena, but we're probably getting that. Cadillac Carson says, is there going to be an Elias run-in? Maybe Ezekiel and Kevin are fighting backstage. Ezekiel disappears. Pre-tape of Elias hitting Kevin with the guitar. Then Ezekiel comes back to get the pin. I wish they would have had the foresight to film something like that, Denise. I wish they would have had the frame of mind to be like, okay, this is what we're doing. Before you shave off the beard, let's go ahead and film some Elias stuff here, like with a green screen. Like, let's just put some stuff in the can. Wish they would.
Sean, please, you're asking way too much. You honestly think they were going to think, hey, let's think ahead a couple of months because he's going to be doing this gimmick. Hey, this is what we're going to do down the road. No way.
Well, they thought ahead for Finn Balor joining Judgment Day. I heard about this last week, Denise, but I heard it was supposed to happen at Hell in a Cell, actually.
So, nice.
I hadn't heard that Edge would be getting booted out. I heard somebody mention it possibly happening today. Chambeard says Judgment Day is the new Findom Club. That's funny. And Comrade Rain says Edge cut his hair, changed his theme to be kicked out of his own group. He thought he knew them. So they introduce Finn Balor, who's giggling and laughing, and then they say they got to eliminate the weakness, and that's Edge. Well, if Edge is taking some time off or something, they beat his ass bad. They put him through a table. They did the coup de grace. They had the bar in his mouth and all that stuff. I didn't think that Edge would be booted out of this group, but you know what? I'm pretty happy about it, Denise, because this sucked. This was, I mean, not the segment. This segment was real good, but this dynamic was not good. It wasn't for me. I didn't like it. I'm glad they're moving on. Edge is better as a baby face. Just have him come out and say, my ego got the best of me. My bad. I'm sorry. It tried to erase him in this group because the promo material was bad. But I love this turn, and I like Finn Balor joining them because he just hasn't been interesting to me before this.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that having Finn Balor now be part of this group and not just be part of it, but be the actual leader. Dude, this is the direction. This is like the... This is the shaking up that we needed for Finn Balor. Like, how many times have we been on this show talking about how shitty things have been for Finn Balor? And this is the first time. Like, I mean, obviously, when he was doing this like recent stuff with AJ Styles and Liv Morgan, I liked that all of that was cool and everything. But this kind of feels like it's going to be more of a focal point for Finn Balor. So I am very excited about this, and I hate to say it, but I was kind of really glad too that they kind of kicked out Edge and made me like things a little. I liked it more when they kicked out Edge and had Finn Balor as the leader than Finn Balor just joining and being the fourth person. It made me like it a lot more when he actually became the leader. So that was all, that was good. I think that having, I think the dynamic between Damian Priest and Finn Balor is also going to work a little bit better. I just don't think that he and Edge necessarily had the chemistry that they needed for this. I don't think they had any chemistry together. There really wasn't anything like they didn't, they weren't on the same wavelength. I think he could be on the same wavelength with Finn Balor and they could make this cool. Drop all this mountain of omnipotent stuff, drop all everything that they had with everything that Edge mentioned in his promos, drop all of that. And if this does lead to Finn Balor doing it, working a program with Edge, I'm totally here for that, by the way. Sean, you're a good friend of mine, but you've been muted for like the last 30 seconds.
Bobby the Train says, did Cody's injury necessitate the Edge face turn, or was this always the plan? Edge's turn lasted 3 months. Love a good swerve, but this is nonsensical. Finn and Priest have feuded since February. Wanted AJ and Finn to form a WWE Bullet Club. Missed opportunity. I thought that they would too, but... that never happens. WWE doesn't seem like they're ever really going to do a Bullet Club thing. I heard about the Finn thing last week. I didn't hear about the Edge thing until today. So I do think the Cody thing probably did, but that's hardly anything I can confirm. Joel asked if it was a last minute audible. I'm going to find out, but as of now, that's not something I can kind of confirm. Cadillac Carson says a double turn when done correctly, can be pretty sweet. I thought they did a good job with Finn and Edge. Interested to see where this leads to. Oh, this double turn was much better than anything else that this group has done.
But does Edge feel like a babyface to you right now? He still doesn't feel like a babyface to me, though.
Who, Edge? Well, I think a lot of it will depend on his next promo.
He's supposed to be the... I think he's supposed to be the babyface because they turned on him, but I don't really feel like he is.
Hey, what's that over there? Says, hey, or can't wait to see Finn come out on Priest's shoulders. That's funny. I could see that. And Josh says, it's a shame Christian is playing manager with Tarzan and the dinosaur. Edge and Christian versus Balor and Priest would have been sweet. I mean, I think that Christian's done some cool things in AEW, but based on how WWE books their 40-something talent, it seems like he probably would have had a pretty good gig in WWE. Like, I think he probably would have been booked well. N. Simmons says that Finn is a heel and NXT was one of my favorite things he did. Have him win Money in the Bank and let him go crazy. He's a top villain. He can be. He absolutely can be. The D. Burn Show says something I noticed a few weeks ago. Whenever Edge would cut promos enticing AJ and Liv to join Judgment Day, they'd never mention Finn. That hinted at the turn. That's an interesting dynamic. I'll have to go back and, or an interesting note. I'll have to go back and check that out. Big 360 says, hey, SRS in Hollywood. First time, long time. Raw was actually good tonight, except for Veer and the Mysterios. Love the New Japan-style Balor swerve. This was one of the best things that Judgment Day has done, and it was deconstructing the group. Ryan Gillen says, was pretty blown away by the double turn with Edge and Finn. Have you heard of this being a possibility, Sean? Finn standing in the middle made me feel like he's going to be the leader, and it's great to see him in a faction. I did hear about... it was hyped up a little bit too much to me today. And I couldn't get like a confirmation within WWE, but I did have somebody that said something like this was going to happen. They thought that Edge was going to be out and Finn in, but couldn't get that confirmed or else I would have ran it. Jambeard says, have Sandow come back and say he's Elias and everyone but KO believes him. He's wrestling this weekend at NWA Always Ready. He's doing a swan song, actually. Rob Bass says, hey, Sean and Denise, question for you. When Miz did Miz TV and he talked about Money in the Bank briefcase and how you cash it in, but Cody earlier said a title shot at Mania, who's correct here? Miz is correct there. That was something that actually was questioned by the people reading the copy, by Cody at the commercial. And they just said, just read it like that. It is the same as it's always been.
Yeah, why do they keep having Cody do that? They also did it in the commercial, and that was a big topic when that whole thing happened.
Don't know.
Interesting. I don't know why they're doing it.
I'm Abel says, don't really think this will shake up anything for Finn. Look what happened with Ali and Retribution.
I think this has more of a potential because the Retribution stuff was just a little bit too quirky.
Yeah, the Retribution stuff was a knee-jerk reaction to somebody on a investor call saying, what are you going to do about new talent and falling ratings? And they said, let's get a bunch of new talent here. They had no idea who was going to be in that group. Mark says, stuck in my room all day with the Rona, sleeping. Woke up to a lot of the AEW and Edge stuff on Twitter, like a lot. Fam, what I miss. I mean, it's just people thinking that he's being written off, and that's not the case yet. Joel says, this also increases the possibility of a Finn and AJ feud, which I am all here for.
That's what I said. Yeah, that too. Finn and AJ.
I agree with that. And guys, getting your thumbs up, we're at the main event, and I thought it was a damn good main event. Alexa Bliss, Liv Morgan, Doudrop, and Rhea Ripley. It ends with Rhea Ripley getting a title shot. She hit the Riptide on Doudrop. It was amazing. I think I predicted it last week or last night when we said, what's next for Bianca? And I said, well, it's Rhea, of course, because she got pinned last week for the first time. Rhea had been on a hot streak, and then they have her lose. Then the next week, they have her get in the title match. That is so goddamn stupid. That is so stupid that they do that all the time. But this was a very good match. Dorian says, why did they have Rhea lose to Liv last week? Beats me, my friend. Wish I knew. That's dumb. One thing I want to point out, and it's something that Sean Garner mentioned, and he sent a very generous super chat. Thank you, John. He said, Alexa and Liv should become a tag team after tonight. I feel like normally I'd say yes, because they worked incredibly together. Their offense on a double team aspect was just fantastic. But I feel like Liv, it's like every 2 months, like, here's your partner, here's your partner, here's your partner. She's been through like 5 or 6 partners at this point.
She has, but I do agree with that, though. I want to see Liv and Alexa Bliss. I tweeted this. I'm like, I don't care if they're opponents with one another, if they're a tag team. I just want them together in a program, period, because they have a lot of similarities, and there's a lot of stuff about them that I just think would work so well. I would love that. I would be a huge fan of that if they did it. But this main event was phenomenal. I loved the way that Doudrop was just like this, like, you know, this force to be reckoned with in this match. I really loved that. I loved how fiery Liv Morgan was, how fiery Alexa Bliss was, Rhea Ripley coming in with all the strength in the world. I mean, this was good. I loved the Riptide at the end, and her basically winning the match to go on to face Bianca Belair. They have history together. I still will never forget that moment at the Royal Rumble where I literally did not know who it was going to be winning that match. And, you know, they were the final two women. That was one of my favorite Royal Rumble moments, like, ever. So this has been a long time coming, and I'm excited that they're finally doing it. This was the right call and a good main event. Like, everybody looked good in it.
So weird to just first off, don't book the match last week. Don't book Rhea and Liv last week. You don't need to do it. But ABW says Alexa and Liv for tag champs. They definitely kept mentioning them working together on commentary. Feels like Becky or returning Bayley will get the briefcase. I think there are a lot of options for the briefcase. I think that Bliss and Liv as a team could work, and they could naturally go up against Doudrop and Nikki, because Nikki was out there as well. I thought every woman in this match performed outstandingly. Even Bianca at ringside playing up all the stuff that they did was really good. This was a fantastic main event for Raw.
Have they announced anything yet for the women's tag team titles? Did I miss an announcement? They haven't announced anything yet, right? No, like, we don't even know what's going on.
They might not.
You think they're not going to bring back the titles?
I think there's a real possibility, yeah.
Unless they make Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan a team, yeah, or give it to Doudrop and Nikki.
Nothing. Well, Denise, tell the people where they can find you.
YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo. My watch along did pretty good, which I'm very, very happy about. Lots of stuff up there. Please go check that out. Twitter and Instagram @_Denise Salcedo. I finally hit 69K, Sean. So yay, good for me. That's it. That's all I've got at the moment.
I'm at 176,000 now.
Bravo. You know what? I'm happy for you, Sean. I'm rooting guys for you as a friend.
Guys, thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. We are live after Raw, after NXT, after AEW Dynamite, after Impact, SmackDown, and AEW Rampage. Every pay-per-view, Denise has a very busy schedule of coverage for us coming up. And then we got a bunch of daily news shows. Not daily news shows, but we got tons of shows over on FightfulSelect.com as well. We've got Queen Monet saying, I missed the super chat about Judgment Day. Well, by God, you know what? I'm going to scroll up and find it. Our moderator, Luis, a little rusty, but he says, TJD.
Put Luis on the spot.
He's been out. He's got that ring rust. The Judgment Day was my favorite thing. What happened was exciting. Also excited for Rhea and Bianca, but now I feel like Rhea won't be the one to beat Bianca. I don't either. But I think that they're going to have a killer match. Like, you give them 15 minutes and they're going to absolutely kill it. They're going to do great. But also, I want to say welcome back, Luis. Thank you to Drew for filling in over the past week. He did great. Guys, until next time, we're out.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.